This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. You remember the movie Anger Management, the 2003 comedy starring Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson and Marisa Tomei? There's this annoying passenger on the plane. It's a case of mistaken identity, and it causes Dave Busnick to lose his temper on the plane. He's sentenced to anger management classes. Busnick learns that his therapist, played by Jack Nicholson, was that very passenger who caused him to lose it. And Jack Nicholson, Buddy Rydell, has some rather unorthodox brands of interventionist therapies. Take a listen.
Your sharks are swimming in my head.
Oh, Nate, listen to me. Stay with me, Nate.
Now repeat after me, Nate. Goose Fraba. Goose Fraba.
That's slower.
Goose Fraba. How do you feel?
Better.
Would that our anger could be cured simply by repeating a phrase like Goose Fabra. Anger can be detrimental to your health. You probably know that. Studies have argued that persistent feelings of anger increase the likelihood for heart disease, high blood pressure, and that within 2 hours of an angry outburst, our chances of a heart attack or stroke actually skyrocket. But the truth is, everyone gets angry. It's just expressed in different ways. In her article, Why Anger is Bad for You, neurophysiologist Narina Ramlakhanam says, now we separate people differently into those who hold rage in and those who express it out. As Buddy Rydell says to Dave Busnick, there are two kinds of angry people in this world, explosive and implosive. Explosive is the kind of individual you see screaming at the cashier for not taking their coupons. Implosive, he said, is the cashier who remains quiet day after day and finally shoots everyone in the store. And then he looks at Dave and says, you're the cashier. Well, here are a couple of things that might help us manage anger. One thing we should do is analyze our anger. Analyze your anger. We have to get into the details and understand its source. It means that when we find ourselves getting angry, when those emotions start to well up within us, we stop and ask that question, what's the big thing that's so important to me that I'm defensive? What's causing me to get angry? Too many times, what we'll find is that we're actually defending our ego or our pride or our self-esteem. Even when that guy cuts in front of us in traffic, we think our rights have been violated and we get angry. Just stop and ask yourself, why am I getting angry? You know, in Genesis 4, verses 6 and 7, and there was a story about Cain and Abel. Cain committed a terrible act of anger. And God's counsel to him was, why are you angry? That's the question God put to Cain. Why are you angry? That was before the murder, but he was angry because his sacrifice wasn't received in the way he thought it would be. Good question for each of us to ask ourselves, why am I angry? Stop and think through it. And then secondly, deal with your anger. God told Cain, when he was angry, you must master it. Well, if we don't master that anger, dangerous toxins are spread throughout our physical system, and that leaves serious consequences. But emotionally and spiritually, we are affected. As the saying goes, nurse your grudge, poison your body. Poison your grudge and nurse your body. So how do we deal with it? I say, first of all, when we step out of bounds in anger, you go to the Lord and tell him about it, and ask forgiveness if you need to. Most of the time when we're angry, it's about something that's been violated in our lives. When Jesus was angry, for instance, we went into the temple and drove out the money changers, that's called righteous indignation because he was angry for something done to his heavenly Father, whom he loved very much. We get angry because something is done to someone we love, and that's not always a bad thing. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. We just have to deal with our anger, control our anger. Often we love ourselves too much and we get angry because something's been done to offend us, we think. And so confess that to Jesus and let him take it. And then secondly, focus on the love of Jesus. Remember the love of Jesus, how when he was on the cross, he forgave those who were killing him. So focus on the love of Jesus, and love overcomes anger. And then walk in the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desire of the flesh. Come under the power of the Holy Spirit, who enables you, empowers you to love others. Another thing, forgive those who hurt you. That's not easy to do. Colossians 3:13 says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another. And so just as Christ Jesus has forgiven us, we forgive others. I've been watching the series The Crown on Netflix. And there's this scene where Billy Graham comes and visits with the Queen, and she's had trouble forgiving someone. She has or shares some of the same fundamental beliefs about Christianity that Billy Graham does, but she is needing to forgive her uncle because not only did he abdicate the throne, but it's learned that he met with Nazis and had a general inclination toward appeasement to the Nazis, which no one had known about for years. And she has trouble forgiving him. Billy Graham counsels her, at least in the series, by telling her if she can't forgive him, at least pray for him. And that's a good place to begin. If you're not to the point of forgiving someone, start by praying for them. It's hard to pray for someone for very long without the Lord moving in your life so that you can forgive them. And then learn to love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, is not boastful, is not arrogant, is not rude, is not self-seeking, is not irritable, and does not keep a record of wrongs. That's love, 1 Corinthians 13. Dr. Buddy Rydell looks at Dave Busnick and says, temper's the one thing you can't get rid of by losing it. I hope you can deal with your anger in the right way, and then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.